Hey, sports fans, it's world champion Andy Gepper, Mike North. Punch this number in your phone right now. If you're driving, pull over. 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419 for a free pick and info for the premier handicapping site in the country, VegasScoresAndOdds.com. It's the only site you'll ever need with expert handicappers like John Anthony, Denny Macklin, Tony Sacco, Ray Monahan, yours truly, and many more. Check out the homepage of VegasScoresAndOdds.com for a tote board with your buddy. Follow Vegas Scores and Odds on Twitter and dial up 1-800-808-3419. It's 1-800-808-3419. 1-800-808-3419. Or go to VegasScoresAndOdds.com.
This is the Bears Barroom Radio Network. Parental discretion is advised.
Drake gave her the TV?
He gave her all the gifts. He felt guilty.
Well, she can't keep it. It's not fair. That's our TV.
I know it is.
Boy, I'm really starting to dislike the Drake.
Hate the Drake. Maybe the whole thing was a scam.
Hey.
Hey, guess what? The Drake broke up.
The Drake broke up? That's fantastic. Now we get the TV back. Help defray some of the cost of the wheelchair.
Yeah, I don't know about defraying.
What?
I'm not getting that TV.
What do you mean? The engagement's off. We get the TV back. That's business.
The Drakeette took it.
She can't take it. It's not hers. It's theirs. Once there's no theirs, there's no hers. It should be ours.
Well, she has it.
I told you the Drake was bad. I hate the Drake!
Welcome to the Fantasy Football Goon Podcast. I'm your host, Joe Mandel. Call me the Goon, Joey Two Scoops, whatever you want to call me, I'm here. And a lot of people hate the Drake this week, gentlemen, but joining me as always are my two good buddies, John Santucci, the Tooch, and Spaceball. Gentlemen, how you guys doing this week after your big matchup?
Is this I
we
have
were
a stream?
Going head-to-head, and I bowed to the champ. Tooch won, and it was because of the Drake.
Tooch beat me
because of the Drake. I mean, I hate the Drake. Let me read you something right now. Tooch, as you know, congratulations, buddy.
Thank you.
The headline in FanSided, Kenyon Drake absolutely crushed it in fantasy football in week 15. And you crushed me. I mean, on a stupid game, a meaningless game. You know, Kenyon Drake should still be on the Dolphins, by the way.
Yeah.
I mean, don't forget they went from my nemesis, David Johnson. Then they went to, what's his name with the weird name that was the rookie that got hurt? Chad Edmonds or something like that?
Chase Edmonds.
And now Kenyon Drake, and he beat me. He crushed my dreams, and as we all know, and Joey, you can sympathize with this, when you're done playing fantasy, the next week is empty.
It is, man.
Yeah.
It's rough.
I mean, I'll be rooting for Joe, for Tooch, but I don't think Tooch you have a chance, and we were talking about it a little bit off air. Tooch is going up against Sandman, and
yeah.
His first two players are Christian McCaffrey and some quarterback that plays for the Ravens. What's his name?
Oh, yeah. What's his name? Lamar Jackson.
Johnson. That's it. Isn't he going to be – aren't they going to do a Mount Rushmore Hall of Fame, and he'll be the only one up there? He's the greatest quarterback of all time if you listen to sports radio. But this year, whoa. And you got a rough one this week, Tooch, a real rough one.
I'm a big-time underdog, but I told Joe I'm defending my second-place trophy from last year. Joe, nobody can take that second-place trophy away from me.
And it might be again. It might be. If we can, and I know certain things. I was thinking about something today, and I looked it up. Listen to this. And if you know it, okay, you were better than me. We sit here, and we think we know everything. I bet if you go back on tapes for all the Fantasy Goon shows that we've done this season, I bet never once have we mentioned this guy's name. Do you know who the number one quarterback is in the NFL today?
The number one statistical quarterback?
If I was saying number one, wouldn't that be... And he's the ultimate number one statistical quarterback, yes.
I'm going to go Drew Brees.
Okay.
That's a good guess.
It was not a good guess.
Thanks, baseball.
I'm a loser. I can get away with anything. Who?
Is it Matt Ryan?
No. This is what Southern Florida, this is it. It surprised me, too. I can't make fun of either of you. Jameis Winston.
Winston. Wow. Yeah.
Do you know Jameis Winston has more touchdown passes than anybody in the league? Do you know he's thrown for more yards than anybody in the league? And do you know the last 2 weeks?
Too.
Yeah, I know he did, but the last 2 weeks. Don't forget, interceptions aren't counted the same in statistical as we do. You know, he throws an interception, he doesn't have a point taken off of his statistics. And don't forget, I don't think a lot of interceptions are not the quarterback's fault. You know, falls out of the receiver's hands or whatever the case would be. But I was shocked. It was Jameis Winston.
Wow. Famous Jameis.
I mean, and then in second place, this is passing rating. He has thrown the ball 554 times, 342 completions, so 62% completion rating. And he has he's the number one yardage quarterback with 4,500.
Wow.
And all season long, yes, because – think about something else, too, that we never, ever do. The situation of the fact that he doesn't have a running game. He's got two guys this week that split the carries perfectly. Barber and what's his name? The other bum, Jones.
Ronald Jones.
One averaged 2.1 yards a carry. The other one averaged 1.9 yards a carry.
You can't
escape the bums, but we do have a special guest that just joined us real quick, guys. Tooch, it is your arch nemesis. You are going against him for the championship in the Bears Barroom League.
In the
Chris
Bowl.
Sandlin, in the Blueberry Bowl. Chris Sandlin, the Sandman, has just joined us, and let's play him a little bit of intro music. Here he is, Chris Sandlin, the Sandman. Sandman, what's up, brother?
What's going on, guys?
Chris, I'm giving applause because what a great season you have.
Yeah.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you hear us?
Yes, I'm at work, so I've got a little bit of time here before.
What a great season you had, man. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, having that pick and getting McCaffrey and Lamar Jackson falling to me in the sixth round. You know, I've got Lamar
sixth
Jackson.
Round.
I've
wow.
got Lamar
well, think
Jackson
about it.
And Christian McCaffrey in three leagues together.
Wow.
And
what
I
a
made,
combo.
You in the other two
I
leagues
made,
too?
I made championships. And one championships I'm in, I have McCaffrey, but I'm going against Lamar Jackson in that one.
Mixed emotions.
This week is a very trying
Well, don't
week
forget, that the shame is in these final weeks, is Lamar Jackson doesn't really have to go strong. They've already clinched home field, right?
Yeah.
I mean, so
They haven't clinched it completely. They need New England.
Oh, no, because New England, they could clinch all the way through. Yeah, you're right.
New England.
They'll play a hard game.
New England Saturday.
They'll play a hard game.
If the Bills beat New England, then Baltimore does not have to win. But I can't imagine them sitting for 2 weeks and then a bye and wait a month before all their starters play again. So I'm hoping he has a good game. I'm hoping I don't need a great game out of him to beat the Strawberry Shakers so that I don't have
a game. I'm banged up limping in. You know, I lost my best wide receiver, Mike Evans.
Yeah, and I will guarantee you one thing, Sandman. Sandman, I guarantee you one thing. Drake will not have the same type of game. I guarantee you that.
Yeah, so.
I had a deal with Drake.
Tooch, I was looking at these stats throughout the season, and over the whole regular season, I outscored you an average of 30 points a game. Now, in the two rounds of playoffs, we didn't play each other.
Yeah.
No, but in the two rounds of the playoffs, you scored 10 points more than the total.
Wow! Look at that, Spaceman doing the dirty work right there.
That's
I've been looking.
I don't think I would have said the first thing about how he beat you by 30 points a game because that would be superstitious.
It's making a strawberry shake.
The early lines out of Vegas, Sandman, are you by double digits?
Yeah, I need some pretty big weeks out of guys. So
it's got to hit. So you know, you never know what's going to happen, but. You know,
You never know when Derrick Henry gets you 8 points a game.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, my only loss of the season was to Phil in his Burn D's account. And it just so happened to be only game of the year that Cooper Kupp did not have a catch.
Yeah, he took a dump.
I got 0 points. He came off of a 45 point game to give me 0.0 points. And that was my only loss, and he was not injured. He was in the game.
Didn't you really lose that game because didn't he have a great defense that game that got like 25 points?
Yeah, but I mean, I lost by 15 points. So if Kupp had a normal game, he's normally good for 15 to 25 just by getting targets.
He's been replaced by Tyler Higbee recently, Joe. Three straight 100-yard games for the tight end on the Rams. Yeah. Cooper Kupp.
You know what? Stop that. Stop that. You know, I haven't talked about him yet. Damn, I hate losing. I don't know. You know what happens this Sunday or the Sunday after? Don't forget, not this Sunday because it's championship, but the Sunday after. Open houses go crazy because every wife, after the guy is done with fantasy football, every wife gets that guy back. Listen to me, Joe. Your wife will want to be going to look at open houses Sunday after our championship. There's not a doubt in my mind.
Yeah, I know, right?
So I was doing some more digging. Before I go here with you, I got one thing I want to talk about.
Yeah.
There are a lot of different ways to run your fantasy football team every year. I am more one of those guys that I don't make a lot of trades.
No, you don't.
I just don't do it. In seven leagues, I made one trade. In seven leagues, wow. I made the playoffs in five. I was the top seed in three, and I'm in two championship games. Looking at our league, you have Spaceball, who made 158 moves.
Wow.
And by the way, that was low for me. That was low for me. I've had people quit leagues because of me. I mean, it was as easy as that. I love trades. I can't control Sunday. I can't control Chris Sunday, but I love the trading and I love the action.
Oh, some people live for that stuff. Yeah. Some people live for that stuff. Tooch had 62 moves. I had 28. And then I went and looked. I have eight players that I drafted out of 15 still in my roster.
Not bad. Yeah, good.
Wow.
You had almost a perfect team. And you really didn't have a lot of injuries.
That's what I said. I said
Chris,
last
you
week,
have any
baseball's whole roster was gone.
I'm trying to remember. I only had a couple, but it wasn't much. It wasn't for very long. I didn't have any devastating injuries.
When you talk about
the biggest disappointment I had was I drafted Brandon Cooks in the fourth round.
Ooh.
Okay. Yeah.
So, and I ended up stopped playing him last half of the season. I think he had one of my injuries, but even when he came back, he did nothing. And then I ended up just dropping him.
Brandon Cooks out of a 14 team league. Brandon Cooks wasn't on anybody's roster.
1,000 yards in our league. The past four seasons.
Yeah.
That's why I took him high, because you know, he gets the volume, he gets the catches, and points per reception. You've got to get guys targets.
So if I don't drop dead guys, am I still allowed back in the Bears Bar Room League next year with all those trades?
Of course you are, Spaceball.
The third annual Bears Bar Room League next year. This is the second annual.
Yeah, but it's got to be on ESPN or somebody. It can't be on Yahoo.
Done with Yahoo.
It's the worst site I've ever. You know, I don't know if who else has that. We talked about it last week a little bit, but no, it's got to be on somebody else.
I tell you what, guys, I really enjoyed playing on NFL. I feel like they really upped their game this year on NFL.com. So I'm kind of leaning that direction because I really enjoyed that.
By the way, don't forget, Joe, don't forget, think about next year what was it, the Survivor Games? No,
the Guillotine.
The Guillotine.
Yeah, we're going to do a Guillotine League next year for sure. We might do one for the playoffs. We don't know yet, Joe.
Yeah, I got to see if I could find one.
See if we can figure one out.
Nice.
Well, I'm in for the playoffs just in case. I still have the Cowboys winning it all, by the way, after watching them Sunday.
That'd be something.
I mean, you know what? Everything is no different than if any of you heard the news of this lady, 60-year-old rich woman, just walking down the streets of New York, and a brick falls out of the building, falls on her head and kills her. When it's your time, it's your time. It's the same thing like saying Lamar Jackson, it's your year. Win it all. I mean, it could be, depending who they play, it could be a fun Super Bowl.
Well, you're not wrong. I like watching Lamar Jackson play football, so he could play against anybody, and I think it'll be entertaining.
I mean, he enjoys the game. You know what? When you watch a Ravens game, it's like watching a little bit of a college Saturday. You still see the enthusiasm. Think about this. In how many days, about 200-something, when the next draft starts for us, think about the fact, where does Joe Burrow go?
Yeah.
I mean, think about how these young quarterbacks have done spectacular in the NFL, and look at Joe Burrow and think about him. And you know what? Cincinnati's going to have a lot of draft picks. Yeah, they'll take him. He's an Ohio kid on top of it. And I read
sucks
today
for him,
that
though.
Healthy. If healthy, AJ is going to be whatchamacallit. What is it when they own him forever?
Franchise?
The next contract? Yeah, franchise.
The franchise
if he's able
tag.
To play, he's going to be franchise. Yeah. And he'll hate that, but whatever. Mixon ended up having a good year.
Somehow, some way.
Somehow, some way, and once again, no quarterback.
Definitely not a quarterback.
Think about that. You know, and think about, will finally the Bears figure out Trubisky?
I think this is probably it for him. I love Mitch, but I think if they're going to bring some competition
Mitchell. They'll be competition next
They'll probably bring in some competition. And maybe that'll light a fire under him, but I would be shocked if he's the starter next season.
Really? I'll be surprised if he isn't, but, you know, time will tell. And where does the draft fall? What do they do, et cetera, et cetera? I was reading today about who the poor kid, Josh Allen. 2 years, two teams, and what's he going to be? At best, a backup?
Probably, yeah, unless the Bears or someone give him a shot as a starter. Real quick, I'll toss it to Sandman for a second because I know he's probably got to get going. But before you get going, Sandman, I'm just curious your thoughts on what we just talked about, Mitch.
So I definitely think we need to bring in some competition, be it drafting a guy, bringing in a vet, someone that's going to give true competition. I don't think he really needs a fire lit under his ass, but I just think he needs that true competition. But I also think that we've got a lot of other problems around him that it might not matter who we bring in. They're not going to succeed like they should because our offensive line is in shambles. Our running game is non-existent. About the only thing going right on offense right now is we've got a couple of wide receivers that are stepping up and making plays. I mean, we have no tight end. Nagy's play calling is still not where it needs to be. So as much as Mitch needs to get better, a lot of things around him need to get better, and I think that goes for any quarterback that we bring into this team.
Absolutely, brother. And I know you got to get back to work, but any last thoughts before you head into your matchup with the Tooch?
Before I talk my shit to Tooch, one more thing I want to tip my hat to. The guy that Spaceball is facing, Bobby Bombs, with all the stats and everything I was looking at, for a guy that only made 14 moves, still has 9 of his original players on his team, he actually had a very good draft and managed his team very well, especially for being overseas while serving our country. Yeah, so I want to tip my hat off to him.
Amen.
And wish both you guys good luck on your third place game.
Yeah, let's call it a fourth place just in case I lose. So we'll call it a fourth place game. And you know what? It was fun this year, and I'm looking forward to next year on a good site. And to both of you guys.
How crazy you guys. Was it? How crazy was it that Spaceball, you and I both had our first losses in the same week?
Same week?
Yeah.
Undefeated. And then you went and lost the next week.
Yep.
To get two losses.
You know, you watch this. I had 2 in a row, and then I came back to 1.
Oh, yeah.
And then if you listen to the beginning this week, yeah, obviously Drake did me in. But why did I pick up Perryman and not play him? I mean, I picked up Perryman last week, had him on my bench. And, you know, I was snowblind by Debo Samuels. I thought he was the new whiz kid, and I couldn't ever sit him.
Right.
Yeah.
So, all right, well, before I go, this is basically the Berry Bowl.
We
can thank our brothers from 100 Proof for those names.
It's making a strawberry shake.
It's Elvis.
I'll be right there, honey.
I get to talk to Elvis once on Skype with Phil. It was pretty interesting. But Tooch, I want to wish you good luck.
You too. Good luck, Sam, man.
And if Cooper Kupp loses me this game because he has no catches again, I'm coming for him.
There you go.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks for coming on, Chris.
Sandman. Thanks for coming on, brother. Appreciate it.
Oh, hey, when we do, and I have a stream. I love talking about The Watchmen.
Yeah. Oh man, great series.
I'm ready for
hopefully
it.
Soon. Well, you know, as soon as this, it's hard with football season is on, but very soon.
Good deal. Yeah. All right, guys. Good luck.
Good
this
luck,
weekend.
Man.
All right, Chris.
All right, Sandman. Appreciate it, brother.
All right,
Pete. Chris Sandlin, the Sandman, everybody. Big shout-out for him coming on during work. So,
yeah,
good guy all around right there, and hell of a fantasy team as well.
Hell of a fantasy player. I just said my philosophy, trading is more fun to me than anything else. But for people, and you listen to Sandman, and you listen about Bombs, my opponent, this coming Sunday, the endurance to keep somebody and be with them and not trade. And I got to be honest, I offer a lot of bad trades, I know, but I offer a lot of one-sided trades, one-sided for the other person. You know that, even Joe with me, when I traded you Ingram for Tyler Lockett.
Yeah.
And I mean, I always find it fun. I like it. And that's why when the week comes around, no more trading, I go crazy. And this week I'll go crazy, and the week after I'll go crazier without fantasy. But I'm ready for whatever. Fantasy basketball. I got Anthony Davis. Whatever. To both of you guys, first to all of our listeners, everything, a healthy and happy holiday. And 2020 is just around the block. And I'll talk to you guys soon. But a healthy and happy holiday. And Tooch, you know, in my heart of hearts, Sandman, I'm sorry, I got to root for Tooch. I'm rooting for Tooch. But Tooch, you have a hard game.
Oh my gosh, I'm a big time underdog. Yep.
You know, big time, and that's such a great team. And there was a lot of good players. And Sandman scarily knew all these stats in our league. Whoa. Doesn't sleep a lot, I guarantee you. Guys,
well,
a healthy and happy holiday.
Let's catch up.
And I'll be in Chicago this time next week.
Oh, nice.
Oh, how about
that? I'm in Iowa, though.
every year, and we won't break the tradition, it started after our grandkids were born. We had breakfast on Christmas Day at our daughter's house for our grandkids, and this will be the 19th year in a row.
Hey, amen to that. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
It really is cool. So may we all have a healthy and happy one, and let's figure out how to do this even bigger and better next year. Tooch, knock him on his ass.
Thanks, Spaceball.
Do it, Tooch. Spaceball, always
care,
appreciate
guys.
You, brother.
Take care. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays and all around great guy, Spaceball.
Well, it's the realization that the end of fantasy season is almost here, Joe. It's you know you and I live for this. It's such a long wait until end of August when we start drafting.
And it's an extra weird week, Tooch, because there's no Thursday night. There's no Thursday night.
Yeah.
And there's games on Saturday this week, Tooch.
Yeah. That's right. A reminder to all of our listeners, get your lineups, get your guys in for Saturday. You can't wait till Sunday.
There's three games on Saturday, guys. Yeah, and just for anyone who doesn't know, it's three games. You got back-to-back-to-back. The afternoon game, you got a Texans at Buccaneers and probably going to be fantasy gold.
Fantasy gold.
Followed by the late afternoon game, Buffalo Bills at New England, which is
probably
a huge play. Huge playoff implications in that one. That's going to be a huge game. And then you get another fantasy gold game, the evening game on Saturday.
Yeah.
8:15 Eastern time. You got Rams playing the 49ers. So Saturday's a great day for football. But Tooch, we mentioned it. Texans at Buccaneers.
Yeah.
They might score 8 million points. I'm going to take the over regardless of what it is, Tooch.
Right, Axel. Jameis Winston on fire, but he doesn't have his top two receivers, Joe. And those two guys have been, both 1,000-yard receivers, Godwin and Evans.
Yeah.
You know, both approaching 10 touchdowns. They didn't quite make it. Godwin made it to 9, and Evans made it to 8. But over 1,000 yards for both of them. Jameis Winston's going to miss that, those two guys. And he's got another injury at Scotty Miller, another wide receiver. So all he's really got is Bashaud Perriman and Justin Watson. But you got to imagine they're going to use Cameron Brate and O.J. Howard a little more, right, Joe?
It's got to be Cameron Brate for me. I don't trust O.J. Howard in any capacity, Tooch. The guy's just burned me to death. But, Cameron Brate, he's a red zone target, especially when there's no Mike Evans. Cameron Brate gets involved, and now you get no Mike Evans and no Chris Godwin. So Cameron Brate might have three touchdowns with three catches on Sunday.
Yeah.
But, either way, you fire him up and he's available in a lot of leagues, Tooch. Cameron Brate is the guy you want on that team right now.
Rashad Perriman, 3 touchdowns last week. He kind of filled in for both Evans and Godwin, so he looks to be a good play, too. Then they got Justin Watson, who's a younger player, but he's a big receiver too, Joe. He's fast and he's big. He's kind of like an Evans, just without the experience of a Mike Evans. But the Texans also, Will Fuller looked pretty good last week. He looks like
he's back.
If his hamstring doesn't rip, he should be fine.
Kenny Stills as well kind of looks like
Kenny
he's coming
Stills
back.
Had 2 touchdowns. And then, of course, you still have Nuke Hopkins. So that should be, some good shootout between Jameis Winston and Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, I want every little bit of that. I even like the Texans running backs in this one, too. I like both. I like Carlos Hyde, and I like Duke Johnson in this game, both as a good flex play.
Well, here's the thing. The Buccaneers, number 1 in the NFL against the run. they're not only number one against stopping the run, they're also number one against running backs catching the ball out of the backfield. So Carlos Hyde, they gave him the ball 26 times last week at that kind of volume. I can see your point. I don't know. I don't have any Buccaneers or Texans running backs. I think it's going to be a lot of passing, but you never know, Joe.
Well, in daily fantasy, especially, I you know, those guys will be cheap. I'm not necessarily saying go with them for your championship game, but, you know, just matchups to keep an eye on. Obviously, all the receivers on both sides of the ball. And I like both tight ends, too, in this one.
Yeah, well, in the barroom league, you know, running backs were at a premium. So, you know, I'm forced to play some guys that really kind of aren't starting running backs. Well, I guess now the Drake is a starting running back. Who knows how good he'll be against Seattle. And then I still have Le'Veon Bell and Austin Eckler. So Eckler kind of a, you know, role player.
Yeah,
although had a fine season, but, you know, it depends. Last week he was just kind of there. Week before he exploded. Maybe I need a big week from all three of those guys, to tell you the truth. Le'Veon Bell going for revenge against his old team.
It could happen.
It's possible. And then the Sunday games, Joe, there's some fantasy gold as well. I'm looking at that Cardinals-Seahawks game.
Yeah,
that could be some fantasy gold right there.
You can't go wrong with that. I'm taking everybody. I still like Kenyon Drake. I don't think he's going to have as big of a game, but Kenyon Drake, mark my words, Tooch, next year he's going to be a first or second round pick. I think this kid is going to be a stud for a long time. He just needed to get out of Miami.
Yeah, he fits that Cliff Kingsbury system perfectly. That's why they traded for him. That's why I think you'll see David Johnson as a free agent. What do you think? Possible landing spots for David Johnson? You know, if they don't re-sign the Jets, don't re-sign Le'Veon Bell, maybe he goes to the Jets.
I could see him landing with the Jets. I could see him landing with the Broncos. I think the Broncos might be a very good fit for him. I could even see him landing on a team like maybe the Colts. I could see him possibly being a good fit there, depending on what happens with their backfield, because, you know, they've been banged up this year.
And maybe the Redskins.
Redskins, definitely a good fit for him. And, of course, you have to think about, at least for me, you got to think about the Eagles, because that backfield's really crowded over there. But they really haven't had, well, up until this last week, they've been very inconsistent throughout the year with their backfield. So, but my money, if I had to pick a team, I have a feeling he'd end up on the Broncos. That's where I'm thinking.
Yeah, that's a good call. Another spot he could land, Joe, is the Chiefs. He fit in pretty well there. Johnson, a good receiver out of the backfield. That might be a good spot for him, too. We'll see. He doesn't seem to have the explosiveness, but maybe another year removed from that injury, and he'll be back to his old self. We'll see. They wanted Kenyon Drake. He's more explosive currently, and he'll be the starter next year.
For sure. And we got, actually, before we keep going, we got a little question in the chat room.
All right.
Mo Beerman wants to know, biggest bust this year based on draft position. And Tooch, I think it's between two people for me. For me, my biggest busts are first round guys. I think it's either Odell Beckham Jr. or Juju Smith-Schuster.
Yeah.
Those two guys just absolutely destroyed whoever drafted them this year. They are hands down my biggest busts. Tooch, how about you?
Yeah, definitely put at a disadvantage with those two guys. Those are, you know, I was going to pick Odell. Another guy you could put up there is Baker Mayfield, who big things were expected of.
Yep.
That was a disappointment. Let's see.
Man in the chat. Go ahead.
Alvin Kamara, maybe? Didn't have an Alvin Kamara-type season.
Yeah, that's what Mo Beerman says in the chat room as well. And then Sandman says, then David Johnson.
Yeah, so. David Johnson. Yeah, replaced by Kenyon Drake. I love the Drake, Joe. But
you love the Drake this week.
Wait, you know, I got to tell you, I told Spaceball, I think it was Sunday morning, I said, man, if I'm going to beat Spaceball, really the guy I need the most to have a big game is Kenyon Drake. I thought maybe like a touchdown or two and 100 yards. Man, he exploded for four touchdowns. It was just like unbelievable luck. But yeah, I got to be honest, though. I don't know if I had Mike Evans healthy, I'm not sure Drake would be in my lineup. Because I might have played him over Le'Veon Bell. So, you know, I'm fortunate that I put him in the lineup.
Hey, man, sometimes it just works out. I wasn't so lucky in against Adam Rank this week, Tooch. I was 2-0 against the Rank throughout the year, and then my team took a colossal shit, and I got knocked out by the Rank.
It's pretty hard to beat somebody three times, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I got the good old-fashioned whooping from Adam Rank, but it's okay. What are you going to do? Sometimes you can't win them all. I'm playing for third place, so I'll take that.
Right. Now, in our work league, Joe, that I unfortunately I don't work there anymore, but I'm still in our fantasy. That team, I actually have a pretty good chance. I'm actually favored in that one. And I also have Christian McCaffrey. I've got Derrick Henry. And I got a guy who came up big for me last week, 20 targets from Matt Ryan. I'm talking about Julio Jones.
Never heard
of
him.
Boy, oh, my goodness. Finally had a Julio game, Joe.
Well, he came up big for people in playoff time. And Julio Jones is one of those guys that makes you – he's one of the reasons you say stick with your studs. Julio came up big time for his owners, and, man, he did it. He did work.
Yeah, and I was fortunate. You know, when Tyler Higbee had that first big game, I picked him up mostly because I didn't want anybody else to pick him up playing against me. But I started playing him, and, man, 300-yard games in a row. I'm probably going to play him again against the 49ers, Joe. What do you think? I mean, I know it's a tough matchup, but
tight ends are hard to come by, and if he's hot at hand right now, you got to roll with him. So
would you start him over Hunter Henry?
Yeah, because Henry has been kind of pooping the bed lately himself.
I think you go with Higbee because you might get a Hunter Henry's goose egg, you know?
It's entirely possible. You got to ride the hot hand when it comes to fantasy playoffs, gentlemen.
How about would you play him over Mark Andrews?
No.
Neither would I.
Yeah. That one's easy.
Yeah, Mark Andrews against the Browns. I like him this week.
I like anybody against the Browns.
Yeah, the Browns gave up, you know, the four touchdowns to the Drake. So
that was an unexpected beatdown.
Right. You know, if Mark Ingram has most of the touchdowns on Sunday, I think I'll be okay against Sandman.
Yeah, you might get the win.
You know?
Too little too late for my guy Mark Ingram.
Yeah. Yeah.
Thanks, but baseball.
I'm in two championships out of three leagues, Joe. I'm pretty happy with it's just the big money goon league. I'm finishing in fifth. You know, started off 6-1, man. I finished 7-6, but you know, six straight losses at the end there is
killing. Fantasy is a fickle beast, my friend.
Man, I'm telling you. But you know, I got a good chance in the Shock League. I think I'm playing Al, the Pork Chop Express.
The Pork Chop Express versus the whatever your team name is.
I am the Tooch in that one.
Oh, yes, you were the Tooch.
Yep.
Conditional. That one's hard to forget. But no, it's been a lot of fun, man. And it is. I tell you what, there's a lot of great matchups this week. You know, a lot of good matchups for streaming defenses, too. And that's kind of one of the things that, you know, I'm really looking forward to with this week of the championship. You know, a defense that's very easily streamable, and we've been talking about them a lot, too, the last 3 weeks, but the Kansas City Chiefs defense really thriving. Pick they get up. A Bears team in Chicago. The Bears obviously struggled this week against the Packers. And the Chiefs could be a good play. I mean, they're available in, I think, 80% of leagues, depending on which app you use. But, you know, I like Kansas City this week. I was actually talking to one of our old coworkers, David, who made it to a championship in one of his leagues. And, you know, he has the Rams defense right now, and I'm like, he's like, who could I get? And I said, oh, you want the Chiefs.
Right. I picked him up last week against, I forgot who they play. Was it the Lions? No. Who did they play last week, Joe?
Last week, forgive my memory as I look it up.
Hold on, I got it here. I can effort this. I played him against the Broncos last week, and they had
only 3 points they gave up. So,
yep. And then I'm going to play the Broncos. I'd like the Broncos this week at home against the Lions.
It's another great matchup, man. The Broncos team's definitely playing good football. There's a lot of streamable defenses. Like I said, teams you could pick up. Let's see here. The Steelers have been very good. They may or may not be owned in your league, but they get to go against the Jets, who've been struggling on offense. Le'Veon Bell.
Yeah, who's been struggling on offense is the Jaguars. That Falcons defense might be a good play. They held the 49ers in check.
Yes, they did. And I think two defenses you don't want to play to each are the Bengals or the Dolphins playing each other. They might put up 70 points in that game. That could be a surprise fantasy explosion there. Anybody in that game you trust besides Joe Mixon?
Well, Ryan Fitzpatrick has been playing pretty good ball. He's been putting the ball up a lot in the air. Devontae Parker looks to be back. He had 2 touchdowns last week. I had him in my lineup in one team. Other than that, I'm not sure. Mike Get Sticky. He's had double-digit targets the past couple weeks, so it's time to get sticky, Joe.
I started him in my playoffs against Greg Braggs last week when I lost, and he put up a point. But of course, every other week I play him, he's awesome. But anyway, Greg Braggs onto his first fantasy championship ever, playing for the title this week. So good luck to him, my co-host of Shy Fans in the Stands.
Greg Braggs? Really?
Greg Braggs, never been to a fantasy championship until this year.
I thought he hated fantasy football.
He plays. He's finally, okay. Maybe he'll like it now that he made it to a championship game. But
and speaking of Greg Braggs Jr., we got Shy Fans in the Stands coming up next, Joe. Tell us who's guesting.
Yeah, we have a heck of a great show planned tonight. We got our Christmas edition. You know, we'll be talking about the Bears, obviously being eliminated from the playoffs, Mitch's hot streak coming to an end, and we have our anti-Trubisky man himself, ESPN 1000's own Adam Abdallah, coming on the show tonight. That's going to be a fun one. I'm sure Greg will have a field day with his buddy who he talks to every day when he calls Waddle and Sylvie. So you're not going to want to miss this one. Tune in. Nice. Coming up right after the show, starting right around 9:15. So that's going to be a fun show.
Right. And I know you. We're talking with Sam about Mitch Trubisky. And before they played the Packers, Matt Nagy had Mitch Trubisky, you know, moving around in the pocket. They had some nice design plays. They ran the play fakes and options well. They played to Mitch's strengths, you know, Joe. And against the Packers, you know, they did some of that. They didn't do enough. But what galls me is that it took them 12 weeks to figure that out. So if they can figure it out, you know, you look at the Ravens, Joe. They designed their whole offensive system against Lamar Jackson or around Lamar Jackson.
They did. They really did.
So if we could get some of that for Mitch Trubisky, you know, Nagy can, you know, start either designing the plays or calling more plays. We definitely didn't run the ball enough this year, and that's been Nagy's MO. But the offensive line, they're not good at run blocking. Now next year, hopefully in the draft, we get some, you know, maulers up front. You know, we can run the ball.
You gotta, man. You gotta hope somebody. If you get a quarterback, you gotta hope they fall late.
First 3 or 4 picks, you gotta pick offensive linemen.
Yep, Tua will fall late because of his injury. So you got plenty of options. I'm actually gonna be at that draft, Tooch. I'm gonna be in Vegas for the NFL draft in April. That's gonna be awesome. So looking forward to that. I booked my room months ago for that.
Nice. That's right around the corner.
Hey, official sponsor of the NFL, Caesar's Palace, Caesar's Entertainment. So I imagine it'll be at probably Caesar's or somewhere in the middle of the strip. I'm staying at Bally's, so hey, anybody going out for the NFL draft, come on and hang out.
Man, I wish I could be there. Maybe I'll score a ticket there. Maybe I'll join you, Joe. I don't know yet. But this weekend, you know, fantasy season, like we said, coming to an end.
It is, you know, sad.
Shortly after that, regular season of the NFL comes to an end, 100th season. And after that, we'll have the playoffs and the Super Bowl, and then it'll be a long off season, and Bears Barroom will be discussing who the Bears should draft. Yeah, I know.
Tooch is very sad.
It is. It's a very sad time for me, Joe. You know how much we look. We prepare a lot. We do our pre-draft shows. You know, we get our advice, and we get ready for our draft. We give our picks, who we should go, our strategies.
And then it's over.
And then it comes down to me defending my second place trophy again against the Barflies.
Hey, man. But anything is possible. Just believe in yourself, Tooch.
Yeah.
Well, anything can happen.
Anything can happen in fantasy. Yep, that's right. Another game I'm looking at, Joe, is the Saints and Titans. That could be high scoring, you know?
Saints and Titans?
Yeah, you know, the Titans offense clicking with Ryan Tannehill and A.J. Brown. Derrick Henry.
Yeah, they're getting it done.
Saints with Drew Brees, Michael Thomas, and Alvin Kamara. You know, that's a
beautiful thing.
Yeah, it's a good triplets on both those teams. That one I expect to be fairly high scoring. Colts defense might be a good start this week, Joe, too. We talked about defenses as the Panthers start Will Greer in place of Kyle Allen.
Yeah.
I'm trying to see what that rookie quarterback has.
Well, he's good. You got to see what you got. So, hey. Yep.
Colts are at home against the Panthers. Panthers without head coach Ron Rivera now.
Yes, they are. And they are kind of floundering. But, you know, it's going to be a long off season for them. Cam Newton probably going to be on another team when the season starts. And we're going to be there for the ride, Tooch. It's been a hell of a season. I think we'll probably, obviously we have no show week of Christmas, but you know, maybe after the new year we'll do a little recap show, or maybe Tooch's burning questions.
Oh, burning NFL questions. I've started collating already, Joe, for those.
So. Oh, look at that. I read your mind.
The smartest man back again for that and see what he says about what's going on in the state of the NFL.
Yeah.
We'll go around the NFL, so Zach Sullivan might want to be there to hear, you know, our thoughts and smartest man's thoughts on this. What's going on around the NFL?
That's right. And I real quick got to give a shout out to a hater, Tooch. Every once in a while we get some haters.
I know. That made me sad.
It made me. I should probably play the Hulk music again.
Yeah. You should have tagged me in on that tweet and I could have.
It wasn't a tweet. It was a DM to Fantasy Football Goon.
Wow.
So shout out to a longtime follower who sent us this amazing hate message. Just wanted you to know that you single-handedly made me lose in the semifinals. Galladay was trash, so was Cleveland. LOL, you are trash.
Ouch.
Thank you so much. If it wasn't for the hate, you know, it wouldn't drive us to be as amazing as we're going to be. And as Mo Beerman in the chat room says, haters are going to hate.
Haters going to hate. Now, remember last week, though, if you would have tuned in the Fantasy Football Goon, I recommended Danny Amendola, who had 10 catches and over 100 yards, 23 fantasy points. So if the hater would have tuned into the show, he'd have got my Lions pick.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I gave him a wonderful message back telling him to give us give us a chance next year.
Yeah.
He's been a long-time listener, but in actuality, if you don't come back, whatever.
Fuck them.
No, I'm just kidding. Fuck them.
No, you can't, your response was like perfect, Joe. It was very professional, and I was very proud of you. You're like my son. So
thank you.
I was
you,
very
buddy.
Proud of you. Glowing with the father's pride.
And Greg Braggs Jr. in the chat says, laughing my ass off, you always are responsible for your own lineup. You listen to advice, you don't always take it.
Yeah, exactly. You got to weigh everything. I'm telling you, one place you can go, this is a good tip. I use this site a lot. It's fantasypros.com, and they have a start sit. And you type in two players, you know, and see what they have. Expert consensus rankings, you know, and they'll, you type in, say you want Austin Eckler or James White, and they'll tell you, like, you know, what the expert consensus ranking is, and what's his highest rank and his lowest rank, you know, and then you can kind of, you know, say you want to figure out which guys to start. You start eliminating guys once you find the highest ones, and it's pretty good. I don't always follow, but it's a good barometer, Joe.
Yeah. Definitely a good barometer. Always fun. Yeah. And we love giving you guys advice. You know, anybody in the world, no one's going to be perfect, but, you know, we strive to be for you all the time. And if nothing else, we just appreciate all of your support. It's been a long season. It's been a blast. It's been fun doing it with you, Tooch. Always, I love doing it with you, man. It's always a good time, and like making strawberry shakes.
Oh, man, it's been great. I wish I was a little healthier for this barroom championship, but it is what it is. My guys still got to go out there and play. We were talking about the waiver wire, of course. I know Spaceball makes a million moves a year and only had three of his original guys he drafted on his roster. But I usually am trying to improve the bottom of my roster. I make a few moves every week.
Yeah,
you know, I'm ditching guys. Some of them were guys I regretted. I dropped not often, but I try to rotate the bottom of my roster in there. With that, you have a chance of hitting on somebody. You know, that's just me.
I feel you there, buddy. But, whew.
Yeah, I do have one last question, Joe. Yahoo has Mike Evans listed as questionable. Now, I had him, and when he was out last week, I put him on my IR. Today it told me, he can't put him, can't keep him on IR. I thought he was done for the season. Do you know something I don't know?
Well, and the team, if he's not ruled out, he's going to be questionable. So I guess he must be, maybe they're thinking about playing him, but I would be shocked if he plays in this game because they don't really have anything to play for. I believe they've been eliminated for quite some time. So if Mike Evans does play, obviously you're going to fire him up, but I would be shocked if he plays.
Right. And the Buccaneers, I mean, I think they've won 4 straight games.
Yeah. They're eliminated, right?
They're eliminated, but, you know, Bruce Arians has got the ship pointed in the right directions, in the right direction.
Oh, yeah, he sure has.
They played the Lions last week and won. And before that, they were at home against the Colts and they won that one. So they have been putting up the points. And we'll see how they do against the Texans. Texans a little bit better defense, but you know, their secondary can be had. It's just, does Jameis Winston have the weapons?
Yeah, I don't think so. I'd be shocked if Mike Evans plays in this game. They got nothing to play for. They want to keep him healthy for next year. And Bruce Arians came out this week and says, you know, perhaps I overworked my wide receivers. That's why they have hamstring injuries. So
yeah.
I wouldn't expect to see any of the big guns this week. Getting some rest, up for 2020.
What, next year, Jameis Winston going to be maybe 4th, 5th round, 6th round pick?
Well, it's a tough decision. The Buccaneers have to make a decision if they're going to be keeping him or not. Yeah. I believe his deal is up. So he's not making things any easier for the Bucs right now. He's been playing lights out. So, if they can get him for the right price, they'll keep him. But I imagine he's probably going to try to hit that free agency market. And I tell you what, he could be an interesting fit here.
I'll tell you, too, that second year in Bruce Arians' system, he really could take off. You know, he had a great season. You know, it took him took him a little bit to ramp up half a season, but next year, you know, in Arian's system, wow.
I think he's got the right coach. I think the smart move is for him to stay, but that's only if the Bucks want him.
Yeah, if they don't, I don't. It's kind of like starting over again, you know, be back right back, same kind of years next year if they don't.
Yeah, so
but, yeah, James, that's going to be a fun really one to watch. A guy who puts it up 50 times. 50 times a game he puts the ball up.
Well, and that's what you like. He's got two killer wideouts. He's going to they'll get some running help in the offseason, but just keep an eye on that. That could be fantasy capital of the world real soon.
Yeah, if they get a good running game, a running back, a running game, they could have something special there, Joe. If they had anybody who could run the ball and maybe a few improvements on the offensive line.
Yeah.
Maybe a few improvements in the secondary in Tampa Bay. You know, that division's not that tough. You know, only the Saints have a winning record, I think.
You got it, brother.
So,
but, man, we talked about a lot.
Yep.
It's been a fun season. We'll probably be talking in a couple weeks, something like that, for our Tooch's Burning Questions recap off-season questions show. But we appreciate all you guys listening all season long. Thanks for tuning into the Bears Barroom Radio Network. A huge thank you to Aldo Gandia for letting us do this. Love you, Aldo.
Yeah.
You are the man. Preach, Godfather. Appreciate you, man. And Tooch, I always appreciate you, my friend. And hopefully you have an amazing and healthy, happy holiday with your family.
You too. And when we're done with this one, hopefully we can get back on track with some streaming television talk, Joe.
Yeah, I have a stream coming up. Lots to talk about.
It's hard with all the different shows during the football season, but in the off season, there's not that much football season going up. Not much football shows, so there's no fantasy football talk until July, August. So it's a good time to have some bar flies and guests, special guests, come on and talk for the next series.
And you got Rise of Skywalker coming out Thursday night. I am going to see it on Thursday. I'm very excited. So
maybe the box office barflies will be talking about the end of the Star Wars saga. That would be something.
That'd be something. Let's see if we can get that together.
Yeah. Excellent.
But thank you, barflies, as always, for tuning in. Thanks to our regular guests and good friend, Spaceball.
Yeah.
Appreciate you. Thank you to John Kesick for tuning in and jumping on a few shows this year. And Sandman for joining us tonight.
Yep. Congrats to Sandman for making the championship in the Barroom League and for all the Barroom League players this year. Thanks for playing. And all the barflies, thank you for tuning in and making Bears Barroom the special place that it is.
Absolutely. And everybody, good luck in your championships if you got there. And if not, you know, we'll be back to help you out next season. So it's been a great year. We love you all. Now go win that championship.
So long, farewell, our leaders and good night.
I hate to go and leave this pretty sight.